The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
All right, no more stalling. You make your way to the bridge. And you make your way there uninterrupted. There's a couple of grunts just at the door, but they see you in your disguise, and they look at Wannabe specifically and says, "Janitor's got you, didn't they?"
Yeah, fin on my ass.
Oh. Figures. So you're bringing the prisoner for evaluation, or what in particular?
Evaluate. Oh yeah, we have the gym leader right here. Yep. Evaluation.
All right. I don't quite think Charles is expecting an appointment as such, but he did say to let anyone that comes in go through undisturbed, so I apologize for disturbing you. Go on.
Yeah, you shouldn't be sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. Stop that.
Roll intimidation, Katri.
Oh, my intimidation's bad. I was just muttering
roll
that under
anyway.
My breath.
Roll it anyway.
That's literally my worst stat. I got a 2. I wasn't trying to be intimidating. I was just saying it under my breath.
Haha, nerd.
He did not hear it.
Oh, thank God. I'm much better at lying than I am at intimidating people.
So they open this set of double doors that for some reason is there, even though it's glass and you can see through it. But they open them and you walk through and you see you're now in the bridge dome. It's got all sorts of like weird mechanical devices in it. There's a couple people sitting over at like the helm, ready to take off when given the instruction, and sitting in a swivel chair, the captain's chair, facing away from you, but then suddenly turns in the swivel chair and smiles as he is petting an arm. Says,
"The worst.
I've
an
been
arm?
Waiting. Welcome.
Please tell me he
I'm
spins
so
just a little too
here.
Far.
Bro, are you petting the champion's arm?
You notice that really there is the tattoo of the Turtonator shell on this arm. He starts stroking it, and he's like, "Oh, wait, sorry, I can't really see too well." You can tell he's wearing sunglasses. And he says, "Somebody, can you bring me a purloin or a Meowth or something? This definitely ruined the whole interaction. I apologize."
Sunglasses indoors.
Back out. We need to restart.
Yeah, do you want us to like come back in?
Yeah, do you want it to be more dramatic? Like dynamic?
If you don't mind.
Yeah, no, we can come in, like we can like give off like a one liner before you turn around. It'll be okay, go on, let's do it.
One second. One of the grunts runs forward with a white purloin. And he just says, "Okay, let me just..." And he turns back in the chair. "Okay, go on ahead."
All right.
We're gonna stop you!
Stop right there!
We finally made you, bastard.
And he spins around in the chair a little too far.
Yes!
Again. And he's just... He's, like, petting this purloin from butt to head.
What? How did you manage that?
Do we have to, like, stop him, actually? Maybe these are the good guys.
Severed arm, so I don't know about that, but...
He's killed a man! He killed Charles!
I'm so glad that you've made it. Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright. Well,
no, I'm not, but I guess these kids are, so I am too.
I guess I am as well.
Okay. Well, we'll go on ahead and get this party started. Why don't we? He claps his hands and balloons fall from the sky. Confetti starts to fall too. And you can hear music that I will definitely not be playing because copyright infringement. As he just says,
it's mariachi music.
My friends, we meet again. I am so happy to see you. And I'm so happy to know that you're going to be joining us in this plan for world domination. You did say you were ready. That's a verbal agreement.
Verbal agreements are not legally binding.
It can't be a verbal agreement if we did... Yeah, it's not legally binding if we didn't have the knowledge of what we were agreeing to. That's coercion.
I have a lawyer here who will say otherwise.
Yeah, you could have paid him off. Take it to court and you're gonna fucking lose that
objection.
Kind of case.
You say pay off.
There's a bespectacled man that just turns and says otherwise.
I guess he did say otherwise.
He got us there. Yeah.
And
he doesn't.
He claps his hands again, and you can hear, like, humming and, like, kind of, like, machinery starting as the people at the helm start to turn wheels, pull knobs, mess with some levers, and push, like, a couple buttons, and it seems they're trying to get the whole, like, engine to start. However, since one of you had the idea to shoot a bunch of water into the like flaming reactor that the engine was, a little difficult going, having some difficulty, and he just kind of like turns back around in the chair and says, "Well, what's the holdup? We're supposed to be lifting off now. Why are we not moving?" We're not getting any power to the engines. Well, fix it. This should be going without a hitch. Or do
should we be stopping him while this is happening?
Yeah, we should.
I'll get back to you in a second. He holds a finger out to you. Fix this now. Or do I have to find someone else to do it?
Oh, don't blame them. Blame us.
Turns back around. I have no idea what you're referring to, but, we're having some technical difficulties. Why don't we have a friendly little Pokemon battle while we wait for them to
friendly?
Well, we're all friends, aren't we?
No, Getsis, we're not friends.
Getsis, no, I'm Charles.
You know, this is not the vibe I was expecting from you at all, Charles.
Oh, well, thank you for using the name that I currently own, as opposed to...
Yeah, listen, I'm not
this,
a monster.
This...
I'm going to call you by your preferred name.
Yeah.
What do you mean before
you
picked the guy's name he killed?
I appreciate you doing this as opposed to this, and he turns to Wannabe and says, Boomer.
You were older than me, you old fucker.
This eerie smile comes across his face.
He knows how to appeal to my youthful nature, Wannabe.
Charles turns to him and says, you are problematic.
I've been saying that.
He is a master manipulator. What do you mean?
He gets up and starts to do a Fortnite dance.
What? Which one? That's very important.
Default.
The I was gonna say the gritty or grizzy or whatever.
The grit. Oh my god! Did he hit the gritty?
I'm gonna hit him up with the savage, you know.
I'll savage with Polly. Yeah.
What are you? What language are you people speaking?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
You're still talking to Fortnite players, okay? Or at least in the case of me and Ty.
I only know it from memes.
That just... what?
Anyways, I'm just gonna send it to Dodo now.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting this started. I'm gonna roll... Well, are all of you sending out Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send out a Pokemon.
Yeah, okay. I'm sending out Peach.
Alright.
I'm gonna send out Fire.
What am I going to send out?
In that case, I'm going to roll 2, 3, 5 d20. 7, so number 7. Ooh, okay.
I think Roro's actually going to wait to send out a Pokemon.
That one? 12. Okay. I'm rolling based on my little generated team list. So give me 1 second, I've got 3 out of 5 prepped. Oh. Ooh, 20. What was that one? Oh.
3 out of 5.
Kinda lame. And I think I already rolled 12, got it. 4, what was 4? Okay. So, what Pokemon did you all send out again?
Issa.
Dodo.
Peach.
I sent out Potts the Milsuri.
Okay.
The Milsuri.
Yeah, it's a Milsuri.
You were holding off on sending out yours, Rora?
Yep.
Alright, so he pulls out 4 Pokeballs. And turns to look at you, Roar, and says, "Oh, they didn't retrieve yours. What a shame."
What a shame indeed.
And he throws the 4 Pokeballs out. One of them is a large, kind of like walnut-looking thing. The other one, a bipedal cactus with a cowboy hat. The third one is a Jinx. You all have seen a Jinx. The fourth one is a quadrupedal dog with a weird design on its face. And he turns and says, "How do you like these Pokemon that I acquired?"
Let me roll Pokemon Education to see what Pokemon they are.
Yeah, you can roll Pokemon Education.
I just want to scan them with my Pokedex.
Okay.
The 3 that aren't Jinx.
The 3 that aren't Jinx.
Alright.
Because that also tells us if any of them are,
abnormal
types. I got a 22 out of 4d6, so...
I got a 14 out of 3d6. What do our smart brains tell us, Doc?
Alright, so,
what does my encyclopedia tell me?
Polly...
You're outclassed.
Polly, as Katri is, looking for the correct app in her watch, you correctly identify, that the Pokemon are, Fortress, a Herdier, and a Cacturne. And none of them appear to be abnormal types. The Cacturne does in fact have a cowboy hat on, though.
I really like Cacturn's cowboy hat. Cacturn's really funny. I like Cacturn.
Catri, you scan and get the same information, and Wannabe, basically, as Catri is looking over this information, you realize what Pokemon these are.
I won't be able to do much damage, but I can, but I'll be able to at least do some status effects.
Alright, so, did I stat these?
Let's go.
Last
of course I did. Of course I didn't stat them. Why would I do that? But yeah, so clearly the fortress is going last. So who's got the highest speed?
That's not me.
Pots has a speed of 4. So, definitely not Pots.
I got 15.
Let's see here. Where are your stats, Aoife? There they are.
Okay.
22.
Yeah, I think Aoife's going first.
Alright, well, where are the enemy mons again?
There's a fortress, a Jinx, a Herdier, and a Cacturn.
I see. We're gonna go for... we'll go for a fake out on the Jinx.
Okay. Just real quick. Oh, what did I do? What did I do? God damn it. Where was it? Oh no. Oh boy. Where did I go? Yeah. Okay, so... you're using Fake Out on Jinx?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll to hit.
14.
Yeah, that'll definitely do it. What does it say is the damage?
Say here, it was damage base of 4. Let's see. Thirty-six.
Okay. Okay, so you use Fake Out on the Jinx, and it does cause it to flinch automatically. So, the Jinx, who would likely be going next because it's got a speed of 20, is in fact flinched, so it can't do anything.
Yeah, cancel.
Let me pull up. Alright, who's got the next highest speed outside of, or after 20? Or should I just ask what everyone's speed is?
I'm a slow poke,
yeah,
I'd rather than twice.
Speed is,
I'm a slow poke.
What does slow poke speed be?
3.
3?
Oh, I am faster than Slowbro. What's
hold
yours?
Hold on then.
Everybody just write your speed stat in campaign chat so Scott can just like look at it there.
Yeah, no, that's what we should do.
See, easy peasy.
Lemon greasy.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be going at the beginning of next round, which will be after the fortress, which has a speed of 2.
Let's go!
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So, Milsuri, it's gonna be Dodo next.
I wouldn't be so sure about that fortress getting a turn.
Oh. Okay. It is Dodo up next.
Alright. Well, Dodo is going to be firing off a flame burst into that fortress.
Okay. Roll to hit.
Hits evasion of 8. So.
Okay.
And
evasion 8. Quad effective.
50 damage.
Alright.
And also any Pokemon adjacent to this fortress are taking 5 damage.
Special, correct?
Yes, special.
And 50. Alright. So, that doesn't... That does not take, fortress out completely.
Damn.
I'd imagine it's a very sizable chunk, though.
It is looking very hurt. And the Jinx, it takes how much?
Every adjacent Pokemon takes 5.
5? Alright. So...
Just like 5 straight damage.
Yeah, that's everyone else. Alright. So after that is the Cacturne, it appears.
If we need to.
Alright, so it is the Cacturne next. Cacturne is going to... Ooh, okay. Cacturne is going to be using... It's... Fun move. Very fun move. It's going to be using Needle Arm. And it's going to be using Needle Arm on... Yeah, I think its best bet is going to be Slowpoke.
Try me, bitch. Try me.
It's evasion 4. Okay. It's attack evade or speed evade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a 2 and a 1, my guy.
Okay, so that's going to be 44 damage.
What
going
type?
To grass.
Oh.
So
that's
and
20 damage.
Yeah, 44 damage going towards it, plus Peach loses a tick of hit points.
How much is a tick?
It has, in the same block, like right next where it's this held item, it has tick 25%, 33%, 50%.
Oh, okay.
So tick is the one furthest to the left.
Alright, 44 divided by 2 minus. Alright, it's 19 damage on Peach. She's a thick bad though.
Wait, what? I thought you said it was 20.
Well, yeah, the base damage, then the tick.
Yeah, you take an additional tick.
Wait, I thought I took one tick though. Do I take 2?
No. So it has an ability, this,
yeah.
This Pokemon. It has an ability when it uses Needle Arm, that target loses a tick of hit points.
Alright, and also, they're now burnt with Flame Body.
Okay. So, funny thing about Burned is it lowers defense in this. Alright, and then it goes to Purdier, I believe. Herdier has a speed of 13. Yes. Herdier is going to... It's going towards the milsery. And it's going to use... retaliate. Hits evasion 7 on Milsuri.
Yeah, no, that he definitely hits.
And it does 39 damage.
Ouchie. 39. Okay. Yeah, that does a bit of a chunk. Not too much, but...
Okay. And that's... I think that goes to Milsuri next.
Alright, I'm gonna blast their asses with this dazzling gleam.
Who exactly?
Dazzling gleam hits multiple targets.
Oh, okay, they're all clumped together, Pearl. So...
Yeah, okay. Oh! I'm just gonna send what I rolled.
Nice.
So that's 80. Oh. Special damage. Holy shit.
A pitcher's good.
So, what does it say for the base? Because Fortress has battle armor.
Critical base. Hits
of, looks like 30?
Yeah. 30.
Okay. So everyone else takes 80. Minus their special defense. This is gonna take me a minute, sorry.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, it does literally hit everyone. That's like a lot of math.
Well.
And it doesn't help that I'm also working on their moves at this time. 80, fairy damage.
Fairy type of fairy fun Pokemon type.
Alright.
Fairy balance!
funny thing, it also did not take out Jinx. I don't think it took out anyone yet. Oh, it might take out... It might take out Cacturne. Yeah, it takes out Cacturne. Cacturne's at negative 18. So Cacturne is, in fact, fainted. Which sucks, because that was probably the more damage-dealing one.
There goes my burn that I put on him.
Yep.
Yo.
Very...
I burn.
Special 80.
The one thing I can use once per combat.
So the fortress that was at...
communicated that.
The fortress that was at 39 HP remaining is now at 6 HP remaining.
Oh my god.
Damn, it still had 39?
Yeah.
After a flame... How much HP does this thing have, like, in total?
A lot.
Oh my
god.
It's got 113, but it's also very tanky, especially.
Holy shit.
Oh wait, did you put it in as 80 or did you put it in as 30 for Fortress? Because that battle armor, did it auto-reduce it?
Oh, right! That's right. Battle armor, I forgot about that.
Because I'm like, damn, it did that, it can't have high special defense and only take that from 30.
Okay, so it only took 8 damage.
Okay, that sounds a lot more. a lot more reasonable. I was about to say, Dazzling Gleam might be broken. It is.
There's no might.
Okay. Then it goes to Peach. What's Peach doing?
You know what? Who's that? That's his neck and chair real quick, because I think I know one point.
Cacturn is taken out, everyone else is up.
Alright, I'm just gonna lobby a quick acid over towards Fortress. Yeah, on Fortress, why not? Lobby a quick acid.
What are you doing?
Shooting acid.
Alright, it is steel type.
Oh, that is true. Oh, wait. I don't know why. I was thinking of Ferrothorn.
Ferrothorn's also steel type. But acid also gets everyone on the field.
Oh, it does. Then acid, sure. Okay, right. That's going to be a 12 or 25 damage.
25 damage going out towards the other three. Poison. You said 25?
Yeah, 25. They probably lift that, but hey, it's some spread damage.
The Jinx definitely does. Jinx took 1.
Of course.
Yeah, they all live.
Damn it!
And then it goes to Fortress. You want to know what Fortress is doing?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Is it blowing up?
It's doing what it does best.
Oh, fuck me.
There's a reason I wanted to try to kill this fast.
Was my best move, was Dazzling Gleam. I tried.
I gave Fortress only one move, but it is at the level where it has 3 abilities. So no matter what, it was going to blow up.
It's because level 40?
Yeah, its third ability was Aftermath, so it's going to blow up regardless.
Oh my god.
Hits evasion 7. For 116 damage. Hits everyone.
That's a negative 47 HP, Milcery.
That includes hitting its teammates, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Its teammates are gone, too.
Well, this is silver lining. Peach does not die from this.
Hello?
Well, I mean, they're down, but they're not dying.
Wait, hold on.
Before
it explodes, as a swift action, I would like Kashri to activate Omen and lower his accuracy by 2, just in case that helps it miss anything.
Okay, so, accuracy, or hits evasion 5.
Oh, Milcery's still dead.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm just... Alright, well...
Does Issa dodge it now, maybe?
It's evasion 5, so what's your attack evade?
Yeah.
My attack evade...
Or speed evade.
Yeah, it's the number right under the damage calc. Like, it says attack evade, speed evade stuff.
Blinding right now.
It's on the same area as the HP. Like, right next to status conditions.
Here, I'm sending a screenshot.
I'm sending a screenshot with an arrow pointing exactly where you need to look.
Wait, speed of 8-4.
Okay.
What about your...
Fuck.
I don't think a Raichu is defensive. Yeah, so...
That's Fortress, so funny.
Fortress with a defense stat of 31 has an attack of 8 of 6. So, I don't think Issa has 31 defense. So, everyone gets hit with 116 damage, normal, physical. And as this fortress that only knows this one move blows up, Charles, his smile just kind of wavers and he says, "Oh, I didn't want for this to and the entire bridge explodes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Just to like check, like us as trainers were out of the range of the explosion, hopefully. Correct? Or are we also taking 116 damage or whatever the fuck?
I'm gonna give you all a chance.
Oh no!
Oh god.
Acrobatics.
Would you do this to us?
Oh, acrobatics! Hell yeah!
If Katri rolls well enough, you can have brought the others up by, we'll say, 5.
Well, lucky for everybody, I rolled a 24.
Shit. You fucking legend.
Yeah, so everyone else, just, you know what, I'm gonna be nice and give you all an additional 6.
An additional 6?
Yes.
Okay. That's 15, because I rolled 7.
Okay.
Additional 6 or additional... Okay.
No, you're getting basically an additional dice that's at its max roll.
Yeah.
So plus 6 to whatever you rolled.
Alright, that's 16 because I rolled a 10.
Okay.
Alright, there's a 14 on my end.
Okay, what about Paxson?
Paxson, please don't die.
I hope Paxson doesn't
Mars?
Die.
Hang on. I'm still doing thing. Roll D20. Roll the thing. We've got... Oh, that's a 3.
But then...
Plus
oh,
6.
Oh, oh, no!
A 9. Wait. 9.
It can't be a 3. I mean, it's a 9, right?
I mean, it's a 9. Okay. That's scary. This is an explosion.
Oh, no.
So, as the entire bridge explodes, you all see this coming and try and jump through the double doors that you came in through. And as the dust starts to clear... We're gonna call that episode no. This session here.
No!
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 Who just died? Who among them just died?
Evil ass.
No.
For the listeners, I want to say thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you all. I appreciate you all. I appreciate my players.
You.
Mars, Argo, Tyrus, and Steph for being the regular players in this. I want to give a special shout out to our boy Yo. Justin for being our guest in this. You're going to be coming in next session, obviously. you got to find out how this ends. And I want to say, with the amount of explosions and murder in this podcast, we are legally in no way affiliated with Nintendo, Game Freak, or the Pokemon Company, despite what anyone else says. We're just a bunch of nerds that like to play a game and share it with y'all. Appreciate y'all. I'm going to go on ahead and say we'll see you later. Stay reckless, everyone.
Stay reckless, guys!
Stay reckless!
Stay reckless!
I'm dead.
So, who's dead?
I think I might be.
Unfortunate.